Okay, so what have we done so far? You've decided to make the change. Two, you've gotten some leverage on yourself. Three, you've created some rules that make sense, where it makes it a little tougher for you to feel rejected. But what else can we do to assist ourselves? Well, one thing is to realize, if you really want to succeed in life, remember this. Massive rejection is the key to success. You might have a new rule that says, if somebody's rejecting me, it probably means I'm on the right track. If nobody's rejecting you, you're probably insignificant. You're probably not doing anything. I mean, think about it. The most successful people in the world are those who were rejected more than virtually anybody else. Do you know programs like MASH, a television program that was on forever, was turned down by over 32 different producers? 32! They all said it was crazy. Sylvester Stallone. Here's a man who now earns, what is it, $20 million a movie? How does he pull that off? You think it's because he walked in one day into a casting office and said, "Hey, Adrian!" And they went, "You, you're a star. I love that voice. That look on your face. You are really material." No. They said, "Look, learn how to talk, buddy. You're never going to make it here." He was turned down by over 1,000 agents. But he just kept coming back for more. And you know what? When that didn't work, the guy just kept on going. In fact, he wrote his own movie starring guess who? Yo, Adrian! Same guy. And you know what? Everyone turned this movie down. They said, "What a stupid idea. This will never succeed." Over and over again. Finally, one company offered to buy it, but only if he wouldn't star in it. In fact, they offered him money not to star in his own picture when he desperately needed it. How's that for rejection? He was living in New York City, had no money left, barely paying his rent, and they offered him all his money not to star in his own picture. So instead of feeling rejected, he just told them no. He stuck by his guns, and now he's doing pretty well. In fact, if you see these Rambo movies where he's shooting up all those bad guys, he's not shooting up bad guys. He's shooting up all those agents that rejected him in the past. He's got the last laugh. The point is this. Anyone who succeeded has gone through massive rejection because if you've got an idea worth its salt, everyone has got a different view of things in life. And what's going to happen, in order to get it out there, you're going to have to receive much more rejection than you're going to receive acceptance. But see, all you need is acceptance from the right person, and you can make your idea a reality. But here's the key. You can't allow the rejection to affect you emotionally because otherwise you just give up, which is what most people do. If you want to succeed, remember, massive rejection is the key to success. How's that for a phrase to remember? In addition, you can take anything you used to feel like was rejection from a person, a place, a situation, and you can get rid of it using the erasure technique, just like we have here earlier. And let me offer you one more possibility or approach. Condition yourself so that when somebody rejects you, it actually makes you feel stronger. You say, "Well, how could I do that?" Same way you condition yourself to feel lousy back in the old days. That is, create a new neuroassociation. How do you do that? Real simple. Make yourself feel incredibly strong. Whatever it is, put yourself in a state where you feel unstoppable. And while you're feeling that way, create an anchor. Feeling absolutely unstoppable, create an anchor. Feeling absolutely like you could do whatever it took to succeed, create an anchor. You do it over and over again. Now remember, you gotta stand, you gotta breathe it, you gotta feel it, you gotta be fully associated. Now, what do? Imagine somebody rejecting you, and right as they're rejecting you, bam, fire off the anchor and make yourself feel great. Somebody rejects you, bam, make yourself feel great. Somebody rejects you, bam, make yourself feel great. Over and over again until you literally condition yourself so that rejection triggers you to feel strong.
Now, I know this may sound difficult or even impossible, but it's actually very easy. I've done it over and over again in my seminars for more than a decade and a half. In fact, one of my favorite seminars I've done for the last 10 years is called Unleash the Power Within, because in that program, we flat change people's conditioning and we do it in minutes. But the point is, in these programs, we show people how to break through any fear. I mean, anything that stopped them in the past, we handle it. I don't care what it is, and we do it by conditioning. For example, we take people right out of the audience and we have them get up and we take an example, like someone who's deathly afraid of rejection from the opposite sex, where they can't follow through. And we wipe it out right there in less than 15 minutes, including people who have total phobias. I'll give you a classic example. I was doing one of these seminars in San Jose, California years ago when a woman, approximately 200 pounds overweight, stands up and she raises her hand as having had a major fear of the opposite sex. So I said, "Well, tell me, how do you feel about men?" And she explodes into tears and begins to shake like crazy. Well, she does this. I used to respond to people by saying, "Oh, it'll be okay, it'll be okay." But again, that doesn't change people's states. What do you got to do? You got to interrupt their pattern. So she starts crying hysterically, and I said, "Please stop urinating on your face." She said, "What?" I said, "Please stop urinating on your face." And she starts to giggle like crazy. As soon as she's giggled, I've interrupted her pattern. I anchor her feeling good. I anchor her in laughter. Till pretty soon, I can just touch her in a certain way, and she starts giggling.
Well, long story short, I get her on stage and I get her to do what I've asked you to do. I get her to feel absolutely incredibly strong, and then I anchor that feeling over and over and over again, where she feels strong, where she feels sexy, where she feels in charge. Then all I have her do is rehearse in her mind over and over again somebody rejecting her, but she feeling stronger. Well, the more they reject her, the stronger she gets. Then I had her pick a role model. She picked Jacqueline Bisset, somebody who she thought could get a date with any man. And I had her imagine that Jacqueline had taken over her body, and no matter what a man did to reject her, she would still get the date. And she was to actually watch what Jacqueline did with her body and her face and her voice to make that happen. So she had a role model. And she practiced it over and over again, where the more rejection she got, the more committed she got to getting the date. Well, to make a long story short, after about 20 minutes of conditioning, this woman was a monster. I then unleashed her on the men in the audience. I said, pick out a man in this audience you'd like to have a date with. Well, I got to tell you the truth. When she pointed to the group, most of the guys ducked their head. But she went out there and took this guy out of the audience. And sure enough, she said, I want to go out on a date with you. He looked at me like, what to say? I said, reject her viciously. Tell her she's a fat slob and she's ugly. So he did. But while he was screaming at her, she was firing off her positive anchor. So sure enough, he's going, you're a fat slob and you're ugly. And she's feeling good. Fat slob and you're ugly. And she's feeling good. Fat slob and you're ugly. And she's feeling strong. She goes, you're right. I may be overweight, but there's a great woman inside of here. You talk about a shift. And that kind of thing can happen for anybody. Little sideline to the story. 2 days later, the seminar is 3 days long. 2 days later, she comes up and shares with the audience. She said, you know, this thing has changed my entire life. Some of you men have discovered that. And she said, I want you to know something. The reason why I gained so much weight, I just finally realized. She said, I was sexually abused by my father from the time I was 5 years old until I was 12. And she said, believe it or not, when I was 12 years old, my father stopped sexually molesting me and started molesting my other sisters, and I felt rejected. Can you believe that people could create that kind of association? She said, I hated it when it was happening, but then I felt even worse because now he didn't even want me. She said, ever since that day, I've been doing this, and she pulled off a wig, and she was almost completely bald. She had little wisps of hair. She said, I've been pulling my hair out every day since then. And I had to share this story with you because for the last 2 days, it's been the first time since I was 12 years old when I haven't pulled my hair out. I want you to know, no matter how much fear you've got of rejection, it probably isn't anything close to that. No matter how many challenges you've got, it's probably nothing close to that. If you learn to condition yourself, you can change anything in your life. Rejection is something you don't ever have to fear again. Make it tough to feel rejected. Make yourself feel strong. Everyone has a right to their opinion. And if they don't like how things are right now, that's okay. You don't have to agree with them. You can listen, but you don't have to feel bad. Move ahead and allow rejection to drive you to be more committed and find a better way to get through to the people you're talking to. That'll give you some real power. And by the way, she's lost 58 pounds and she has herself a boyfriend who seems to be having a good time with her. See, you can overcome any fear of rejection. It's your perception of yourself, by the way, that determines how most people respond to you. I mean, think about it. W. Mitchell may not be the most attractive man in the world visually, with his face scarred from the fires and sitting there in a wheelchair. Yet he attracted the woman of his dreams literally because he knows who he is on the inside, and his own perception of himself is so powerful that it affects the way everyone around him responds to him. And they don't reject this man en masse. They love him en masse. Love yourself and other people will love you as well.